Two former CIA employees whose Kansas home was fruitlessly searched for marijuana during a two-state drug sweep claim they were legally or illegally targeted, possibly because they had bought indoor growing supplies to raise vegetables. That's right, Adelin and Robert Hart sued this week to get more information about why sheriff's deputies searched their home in the upscale Kansas City suburb of Leawood last April 20th, 2020, as part of an operational constant gardener is what they call it, a sweep conducted by agencies in Kansas and Missouri that nettled marijuana plants, processed marijuana, guns, growing paraphernalia, and cash from several other locations. April 20th, of course, long has been used by cannabis enthusiasts to celebrate the illegal drug and more recently by law enforcement for raids and crackdowns. But as you know, the war on drugs is an epic failure. It has caused more harm and cost more lives and more Federal Reserve notes than it has any good whatsoever, especially cannabis, a plant with several medicinal properties. A new poll shows that the majority of U.S. citizens support the full legalization of cannabis. A majority of American adults think cannabis should be legalized. This was a poll released just today by Pew Research Center, who finds while 52% were pro-cannabis legalization, still 45% of respondents were opposed to it. For the first time in more than four decades of polling on the issue, a majority of Americans favor legalizing the use of cannabis. The Pew Research team said 65% of adults between the ages of 18 and 32 support cannabis legalization, Pew said. Just 5 years ago, the polling company found that only 36% of voters in that age group supported the legalization. So the times are changing. We saw what happened in Colorado. We've seen the billion-dollar industry that California has created. And you have to wonder, whether you condone the use of cannabis or not, prohibition doesn't work. So what is the interest in keeping this plant illegal? Well, is it the prison industrial complex? Partially. Is it the medical industrial complex? Partially. And it's so many other things that are combined to go after this plant specifically. Now, they lock people up in prison more so for this plant than they do any other drug whatsoever. And you might say, well, that's because of its popularity. But it seems to me that they are specifically targeting cannabis for whatever reason. And is there a conspiracy? You betcha. That's not going to be the nature of tonight's show. I thought I'd bring that up, though, since that's a contemporary poll that came out just today. I found that interesting. Tonight we're going to talk about the poisons that are legal and completely okay for you to use, according to the CDC and other criminal groups. Mary Toko will be our guest tonight. Mary has a wealth of information on vaccinations, which are poison, which have all sorts of junk in them. Most of you know this by now. We're going to shed some new light with Mary Toko, our special guest tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, to the vaccination madness that continues to poison our children and adults on a regular basis. No to vaccines, yes to medical cannabis. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, many of my listeners know that we had the birth of our first child, July 4th, 2012. And the second he came out, by the way, we wanted a home birth. We did have a home birth. And, well, after 48 hours of labor, we were told by the midwives that we probably ought to get to the hospital in fear of further complications. And we did so, and begrudgingly, but, you know, heck, we did it. And when we got there, I was constantly bombarded with all sorts of pressures from the people in the white lab coats telling me, oh, are you going to do this? Are you going to have this test? Are you going to do this procedure? Are you going to take this medication? Not me personally, but my wife and the baby. And the second the baby comes out, they want to give it a vaccine. And when you say no, their faces kind of squinch up and they look at you funny. And you know, you say, well, it's religious reasons, just to not pick a bigger fight, you know. It's religious reasons, right? But no, that's not what it's all about. These are poisons, and they're especially poisonous to children who are here for less than a day, who they want to immediately dose up with deadly vaccines. But I digress. Tonight's guest, Mary Toko, who I'm excited to bring on to talk about this topic. She has been voted the number one mom in Michigan. That's a recent attribute here. I think it's important, though. I like that, the sound of that, Mary, because after all, a good mom would be educated on this topic and not put their children in harm's way. I mean, that's what being a good parent is all about in my eyes. But she does a show, of course, on Republic Broadcasting on Saturdays. And she's just a wealth of information. Her website, marytoko.com, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Mary?
Yes, that will get you there. But it also is childhoodshots.com.
Okay, childhoodshots.com. Mm-hmm. They both have a great ring to them and have a wealth of information on them. And Mary, let's start off with your personal story, because I know this isn't about you, but I'm interested to find out how you got into this, what woke you up, so to speak, to all of this madness, and so on and so forth.
Back in the 1970s, I was dating and got married to a gentleman who was a chiropractor. And while he was still in chiropractic college, I had the opportunity to learn all about natural immunity. And we discussed his school back then. They talked all about the whole vaccine issue. And the whole topic came up. And we were planning a family. We were going to have a family. And we made the decision, even before our first child, that we were not going to vaccinate. And really, that was what got me interested in this whole topic, because I have a very large family. I have 6 sisters and 4 brothers. And you can imagine when I started talking about this among my sisters and brothers who are all having babies, and they all thought I was crazy. But half of them listened to me and half of them didn't. The ones that didn't listen to me, their children were always sick. The ones that did listen to me to this day are happy. But I began to research this, and what really aggravated me was parents were making this decision without even questioning it. They would look at me and get mad at me and say, oh, you're risking your child's life, but they never even cracked a book. And I had read everything I could get my hands on. And then in the state of Michigan where I live, they were going to pass a bill in 94 that would remove our rights to say no to vaccines. And I thought, I'll be darned if I'm going to take this right away from my kids. I want my children and my grandbabies to have the same right that I do. And so I was actually active. We got involved in a group called Michigan Opposing Mandatory Vaccines. We were the first state organization that opposed mandatory vaccines in the country. And I ended up testifying. We ended up defeating the bill. And to this day, Michigan has 3 exemptions available for the people that live here. So I'm still active in that group. And that was really what kicked off my career. I realized that people, number one, don't know anything about vaccines. Doctors don't know about vaccines. Legislators don't know about vaccines. And I'm going to do everything I can to reach as many people as I can to educate them so they can make an informed vaccine decision. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
Well, it's been working, Mary, because the statistics show that more and more parents are opting out of the vaccines.
You bet they are.
Yeah, and I think that's due to, well, a couple of different factors. One, the access to information. You know, now they can go on the internet and find marytoko.com and other websites like that. So there's a couple of different factors here. But let's start off from the very beginning. All right, so my son was born, and the first thing they want to do is give him the oh, geez, what's that first
hepatitis
vaccine? Hepatitis. Now, I thought it was hepatitis. I didn't want to slip up here. So they want to give them a hepatitis vaccine. And what exactly is their rationale? And then give me the flip side.
Well, basically, they don't have any rationale. I'm very serious. The hepatitis B vaccine is meant for adults. It was created for prostitutes and drug users. Hepatitis is a liver disorder that is most common around people who are having multiple sexual partners and are also using street drugs or sharing dirty needles. It is not a disease that children suffer with, but back in the mid-90s, the drug manufacturers, the vaccine manufacturers, made the hepatitis B vaccine and took it to the streets, and the drug users and prostitutes weren't using it. So they literally went to Congress and said, look, we've got a vaccine for hepatitis. Hepatitis is a big problem in third world countries, but why don't we start giving it to our children? Because we've got to do something with it. They literally decided to give it to the children. The safety studies before they put it in the program were 3 weeks long with children that were 4 to 5 years of age. So it wasn't even given to infants under any safety studies. And they simply did 3 weeks of studies and then threw it into the childhood program. So it's an adult disease. Children have very, very little chance of getting hepatitis, even if mother is a carrier. And yet they made it mandatory for all children day one in the hospital. The whole thing is irrational. But the doctors don't question it. The nurses don't question it. They're all told by the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics that this is a good thing, and they do it like a bunch of robots.
I mean, that's kind of what I got from them. You know, it's just following orders. They're, you know, told that this is good, and they believe it's good, many of them. But it's a belief. It's not based on facts. It's not based on research, and that's the problem. Now, what's the benefit of giving it to them in their mind. And I know that that's completely shoddy logic. But what's the benefit of giving it to them right when they're born? I mean, how ridiculous is that? And then, again, the flip side, please, because I believe that giving a child anything of that nature right when they're born is completely detrimental to the rest of their life.
First of all, years ago, we always protected the pregnant mother from toxic exposures, and we always protected the infants from toxic exposures. It's really quite amazing that all of a sudden in the last handful of years, maybe 10 years at most, it's okay to give pregnant women injections with vaccines that contain mercury and aluminum and phenol and acetone and formaldehyde. And it's okay to give babies injections the minute they're born or the hour they're born, even though they do not have a healthy blood-brain barrier, and they definitely don't have a gut-brain or gut-blood barrier. So all of these things that we're injecting into them potentially can affect every single organ in their body, especially that underdeveloped brain. And so babies are very vulnerable. But again, it's a belief system. It's not based on science. Vaccinology, the field of vaccinology, started over 100 years ago, when we knew little or nothing about the immune system. In fact, up until 1994, we didn't even understand the immune system like we do now. A lot of doctors don't realize this, and a lot of people don't know this, but back in 1993, there was a new field of medicine called neuroimmunology. And it was because they had begun to look at the immune system and study AIDS. And it took them about 10 years to figure it out, but they realized that the immune system is not a separate part of the body. It actually is intricately connected to everything and is controlled by the nervous system. Up until 93, they didn't understand this. They really were told and they were taught that the immune system was isolated, had autonomy, and that if you gave a child a vaccine, the only thing that would respond was the immune system. That would be like saying if we eat an apple, the only thing that responds is the stomach.
Jeez.
That's how archaic the whole vaccine theory is based. It's based on outdated science. And the way that I see it, if something is based on a false presupposition, then it is false. And yet, doctors don't even know this. In 1995, the university textbooks were rewritten to reflect a new understanding. In fact, I'm going to just quote here. In 1980, the Pasteur Institute in Paris came out and said that 98% of immune response comes from the non-specific immune system, not the Th2 arm, but the Th1 arm. Vaccinations cause a Th2 arm reaction in the body. They do not cause a Th1 arm reaction. And so even in 1980, they discovered that the immune system response comes from the non-specific immune system and not the develop long-term immunity. So even they know that they cannot produce a vaccination that will make the body respond appropriately. And basically, we understand immunity completely different than what they knew even 15 years ago.
Interesting. When we get back from this quick break, excuse me, we will look at the history of vaccination some more, and then we'll get in depth as far as what ingredients are in these things. You mentioned some of them just a bit ago. Folks, Mary Toko tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Mary, who's this guy Lee Pasteur? I keep hearing his name. What was he all about?
Oh, he goes way, way back into the history of studying vaccinology and germs and stuff like that. He's one of the founding fathers. My gosh, I haven't even thought about him in years and years and years. But
well, what was his basic premise? He was taking diseases and putting them in...
It goes back to cowpox and smallpox. And right. He believed what he discovered, what he learned or observed was that the women who were milking cows never got chickenpox or smallpox. It was a form of chickenpox back then. It was pretty hard on the body and killed a lot of people. But he noticed that the milkmaids didn't get it. And he thought it was because they were exposed to the cowpox. So he basically, that's really where he started it from. So he started to take cowpox and he would scrape skin and put cowpox in it. And people probably built some sort of immunity to it because it was something that they got on the skin. And that's really the premise with which, you know, vaccines came from. But it was a good theory, but it doesn't work for everything. And it definitely doesn't work the way we're doing them now.
Sure. Especially with all these additives like mercury and squalene and all this other nasty stuff, which we'll talk about in just a bit. Somebody in the chat writes about the Flexner Report from 1909. Do you know about that?
No, I don't. Flexner?
Flexner, F-L-E-X-N-E-R. I had never heard about it either, but they asked me to ask you about it.
I'll be darned. I'll have to do some research on it. Yeah, what is it about? Here. Any idea?
Let's do a quick search on it.
Yeah.
They got us live on the air wondering now. The Flexner Report.
I know. I mean,
just sounds scary. The Flexner Report. All right, here we go. Wikipedia, because they know everything.
That's right.
It's a book. It's a lengthy study of medical education in the United States and Canada, written by professional educator Abram Flexner and published in 1910. Well, I'll have to read through this. Recommended changes: reduce the number of medical schools, increase the prerequisites to enter medical training, train physicians. Well, this person's going to have to write to me and give me the gist of it later, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, it sounds like history of allopathic medicine mm-hmm. is what I'm thinking it's going to talk about. And I do know quite a bit of history of the early Hippocrates and his beliefs, and Aristotle and his beliefs. And basically, the whole allopathic medical model is very flawed to begin with. So vaccines just go right along with it.
It says, I think you're right, it says, when Flexner researched his report, modern medicine faced vigorous competition from several quarters, including osteopathic,
probably homeopathic,
chiropractic,
yes.
And
yes.
All that fun stuff. Homeopathy. Speaking of which, when we were looking at not vaccinating our child, part of the problem was, you know, what pediatrician, if we need one. I mean, the baby's not sick, so I'm hesitant to bring him to the doctor. But I guess there's some things you might argue about that we have to bring the baby in for. But
well,
that
let
aside,
me tell you, Bob, let me okay. tell you what I did. I had five children, and just so you know, like your wife, my first baby was a planned home birth. I had 36 hours of hard labor, ended up in the hospital like your wife.
Wow.
Still had a normal vaginal birth. But I had some assistance, and things happen, you know. But the rest of my children were born at home natural. No doctors, no midwives. I never had a pediatrician. I never filled a prescription. I never took my children to any kind of doctor of any kind. I took my son into the hospital twice for broken bones because he was a skateboarder and a rollerblader. But we never had a pediatrician. And so I personally do not tell people to get a pediatrician unless you plan on drugging your children.
Yep.
Robert Mendelsohn, who was a pediatrician, actually says that the purpose of the pediatrician is to vaccinate your child and indoctrinate your child into a lifelong dependency on medical intervention.
And, you know, we get that intuitively, and that's one of the reasons why we still haven't got one. We took my son just for the sake of having documents that he's healthy for a well visit with a doctor that I know here locally, who's just a general doctor, who we trust. And she looked at the baby and she said, "This is the healthiest baby I've ever seen." She was
amazing.
Taken back. And he's never been to a doctor. He's never had any of these vaccinations, but yet he's the healthiest baby. And he's
well, that's
weight.
Why. See, you know, it's not necessarily what we do. It's more about what we don't do to them. If we just allow them to grow as nature intended, they just blossom and they're beautiful and they're bright and they have sparkle in their eyes and they respond and they look at you and they grow naturally and they just thrive. It's when we start doing things to them, like, you know, vaccinations every 2 months and over-the-counter drugs every time they have a sniffle or a cold. Do you know the pediatrician was developed in the 1970s? Prior to the 1970s, 97% of the children in this country were healthy. By 1994, 12% of the children in this country had some kind of chronic illness. By 2006, 26% have one or another type of chronic illness. These are kids going to pediatricians, folks.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back with Mary Toko in just a second.
The Bob Justin Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83, right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you break a bone, if you're shot, maybe it's time to go to the hospital or go see a doctor. But for all these other things, I mean, the allopathic medicine in the world today just brings more problems than anything else. And the same can be said about bringing our children, the most precious of life, to the pediatrician, right?
Absolutely. You bet.
So what do we do to protect them?
I think the key is understanding how the body develops natural immunity. For centuries and centuries, people didn't go to doctors. I mean, this is really something we just really begun to do and take our children to doctors in the last 50 years. I am in my 50s. I went to the doctor maybe five times my whole life as a child, and I didn't have a pediatrician. And the only time we went to a doctor was when we were really sick or needed stitches. All of a sudden, we're conditioned to think that we have to take our children to a doctor every 2 months or we're a bad parent. And it's that fear factor that they've installed in moms and dads. So let's go back to the basics. You know, how did I survive as a child without any vaccinations? I only got three the whole time I've been alive. And it was when I was 5, 6, or 7 years of age. So when a baby begins to develop their immunity while they're developing in mom, about the 5th week in utero, the baby begins to create T cells. The thymus is open for business and invites stem cells to become T cells, which direct the immune response in the body. The Th1 arm of the immune system begins to develop in utero, but it is suppressed so that mom and baby don't fight each other. And that's just the innate wisdom. And the immune balance in that baby is very important. If mom is drinking alcohol, smoking cigarettes, or doing drugs, it can affect that baby's immune system. And that's why we tell moms, don't do this. In fact, we tell moms to protect your body and protect your baby from anything that's going to harm them. Unfortunately, in this country, we're giving women who are pregnant vaccinations. Dr. Stephen Marini, who's an immunologist and a PhD biologist, says, quote, when a pregnant mother gets a vaccine with aluminum or mercury, it can disrupt the delicate balance in the unborn child and lead to neurological problems that show up later in life as learning problems, ADHD, or autism. So we know that the immune system begins to develop in utero. Then magically, when mother begins to have a baby and she goes into labor, the baby, by being born vaginally, gets exposed to flora in the vaginal canal that help to stimulate the Th1 arm of the immune system into action, which is good, which is how nature intends it. So the baby goes through the birth canal and the Th1 immune system is stimulated immediately at birth. And then the very first milk that mother gives baby is called colostrum. Colostrum also stimulates Th1 and is packed full of good nutrition, and it helps that flora that the baby picked up in its mouth to colonize throughout the whole digestive tract. That flora helps to establish a strong immune system in the gut. 75% is where the gut is where 75% of the immune system lives. So when a mother has a baby naturally, the baby picks up the flora, then the mother breastfeeds, the baby gets that colostrum. The colostrum reinforces all of that good Th1 arm of the immune system. And then when mother's milk comes in, which is usually about the third or fourth day, that even colonizes that good flora even further. And just so you know, colostrum is present in mother's milk for up to 3 weeks. A lot of people aren't aware of that. So all of these things are setting the baby up for strong immunity. And if mother breastfeeds for 1 year, which I really strongly encourage 1 year or even longer, that baby is going to be protected from almost anything that that child's going to come in contact with throughout the year. Now, we know that children, of course, their immune system is underdeveloped, and that first year, actually the first 5 years of life, they're developing their immunity. One of the things people are always afraid of is when babies begin to run fevers or have runny noses. We have to understand that the way that babies get exposed to their environment is through their mouth, nose, and lungs. And when babies first start putting everything in their mouth, it's because they're innately, their body's trying to figure out what's in their environment so that it can build natural immunity. So it's no mistake that babies put everything in their mouth.
And I can attest to that. Everything. Yeah. I mean, my foot is somehow an attractive object to put in his mouth. Now, I don't let him, obviously, because that would be nasty. But, I mean, you know, he will put anything in there.
It's right, and it's common. In fact, babies put their own feet in their mouth as soon as they can get them to their mouth.
Yep, he's done
they
that.
Crawl, and then they crawl on the floor, and they pick up bugs. They pick up dog bones. They pick up shoes. They go into dirt and plants. Everything goes in the mouth. And this is the way that their internal body learns about the environment that they're living in. And so, you know, people shouldn't panic because everything goes in their mouth. Now, keep in mind that when a baby gets exposed to bacteria, funguses, spores, viruses, infectious illnesses by their mouth, nose, ears, and lungs, their body then responds. Millions of times a day, a baby, especially newborns, are responding internally to foreign things from their environment. And mom and dad don't even realize this. But Dr. Marini said that babies are constantly responding to their environment. And then as things go in through the mouth and the lungs and get into the digestive tract, they go through many, many different filters in the body, and the immune system filters them out. Sometimes it comes out in the form of a rash on their little butt or a body rash, or they might have runny noses, or they might throw up, or they might have diarrhea or have runny stool. But these are all the normal body processes eliminating the toxins that that infant is taking in all day long. And see, parents panic and they think this is sickness, and doctors allopathic doctors have programmed everyone to think that if a baby has a runny nose, they're sick. Or if a baby runs a fever, they're sick. Or if they have a rash, they're sick. And parents run to the doctor and begin to medicate their children because they don't understand that this is part of the immune system developing and processing foreign things that it's being exposed to in its environment. And about a fever, this is very important information. Babies start running fevers somewhere around 4, 5, or 6 months. It is also when they start to teethe. And when a baby produces a fever of 102, the body is producing a protein called interferon. Interferon goes in and prevents viral replication and inhibits cancer cells from duplicating. Isn't that amazing?
Say that again.
At 102 fever, their bodies produce interferon, a class of protein that prevents viral replication and inhibits cancer cells.
Wow.
So that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Exactly.
It's called interferon?
Interferon. Yep, you can Google it. Yep. And what's really amazing is at 102, parents are panicking and doctors are telling parents to do what?
To dope them up, to give them, you know, things to reduce the fever. You're telling me, this is a healthy thing that helps.
You got it. Now, the biggest concern with babies running fevers is if they are dehydrated and they have seizures. That is the biggest concern. But usually how a baby's body will run a fever is it'll go up high for an hour or two, and then it'll drop down for a while. And then it'll go up high again, and it'll drop down. So it'll fluctuate between 98, 99, and 101, 102, then back down to 99 and 98. And the thing is, as long as the child is hydrated, meaning they're still nursing, they're getting some form of liquids, they're not going to have seizures. A febrile seizure is a dehydration issue when their electrolytes get thrown off. And again, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. I am telling you basic body physiology that has been taught to me by immunologists. So the more we understand, the less fear we're going to have. And if a parent's concerned about dehydration, they can put their child into a warm tub of water and let the baby absorb water through their skin. And again, the key is keeping children hydrated. But when we interfere with a fever, we are not helping the body function, we are interfering with their body's natural immune system development, we're stunting it, and we're introducing toxins into that little body, such as acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen, that's Tylenol, isn't it?
It's one of the main ingredients in Tylenol, and it's in 90 other over-the-counter meds and prescription meds, and acetamin is extremely dangerous. One of the first things a doctor will tell a parent after they get their child vaccinated is if your baby runs a fever, give it Tylenol. Well,
but don't they tell nursing mothers not to take Tylenol?
You know, I hear so many different things from doctors now.
Jeez.
I hear so many things. It really depends on the doctor, and it depends on, you know, how much knowledge they have. But acetaminophen is bad. It affects four different metabolic pathways in the brain responsible for eliminating toxins from the body. It literally shuts them down. It also shuts down glutathione production, which is responsible for eliminating thousands of toxins from the body. Children with autism suffer with a glutathione deficiency, most likely from vaccinations and most likely from the use of acetaminophen. Acetaminophen also blocks the production of antibodies, which is totally counterproductive to what a vaccine is supposed to produce. It's terrible. When actually, they have done studies that when a woman uses Tylenol with acetaminophen or some other drug with acetaminophen during pregnancy, it crosses into the placenta and can cause liver cells to die in the unborn fetus. They have done studies that when women have used it in pregnancy, statistically, their children by the age of 5 are suffering with asthma. It's a direct correlation between acetaminophen use during pregnancy. And also, these findings were found on normal dosages given to children and adults. Acetaminophen is the number one reason people go into the emergency room with liver failure, costing like 56,000 visits a year
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
As if the vaccinations and all the other junk wasn't enough. And then on top of all that, we have stuff like this.
Exactly.
When does it stop? And then they tell you that, you know, your child's 102 fever, which is really fighting cancer from what you just told me. Somehow that you need to give them this dangerous acetaminophen to combat it. Now, let me get this straight, though, because I'm still putting two and two together here and processing this new information, because I had never heard a lot of this. So I'm definitely learning here, which I appreciate. That's why I do this show. But let me get this straight. So most parents today, they see 102 fever, they freak out. And they, you know, put their kids on Tylenol or whatever, and they combat the fever. But you're telling me that the fever actually helps fight cancer for the rest of the child's life. You think there's a connection here with the increase in rates of cancer that we see today? I mean, on top of the fact that the vaccines have implications that cause cancers as well, right?
Absolutely. Many vaccines have been contaminated with cancer-causing viruses. I think that the cancer crisis we have today goes back to the polio vaccine given to my generation of people. And there's, you know, that we could talk about the polio vaccine and contamination with cancer for a whole hour. But I do believe that what we're doing is we are completely causing children of this generation and of the past generation to have immune system malfunction, so that their immune systems are suppressed. They are no longer capable of protecting them and fighting illnesses because we have been vaccinating. We've been giving overuse of antibiotics, which fights the body and the immune system as well. And then the use of acetaminophen and other drugs while children are very young or while women are pregnant. All of these things are contributing to the autism, to the sudden infant death syndrome, to the chronic illness that we have in this country. And so...
Wait a second. I thought the sudden infant death syndrome was from sleeping with your children.
Oh, no. Oh, heavens, no.
I'm joking, of course.
Yeah.
No. I mean, that's how crazy this stuff is, though. That's what they tell you. Meanwhile, there's all this other stuff.
Right. There's all these other things that we're doing to our babies that they don't even look at. I have to tell you, I have a whole paper, a scientific paper on my website, childhoodshots.com, on the front page under health articles. When you click on it, you're going to see there's like 15 articles. One of them is The Dangers of Acetaminophen, and it is a scientific study done by Dr. William Shaw, who studied the use of acetaminophen in our country. Several countries around the world, it is banned. They won't even let it come into their country. And he said in his study that in investigating this, that many, many other countries do not even interfere with a fever until it's about 104 or 105, and then they do it under doctor supervision. So our country is fever paranoid. These other countries know that it's part of the immune system process, and they just let it run. I had 5 kids. All of them had fevers. All of them had chicken pox. One of them had whooping cough. All of them had rashes and normal things that kids go through. And never once did I give a fever reducer. And even one of my kids was a real high fever runner. There were many times I had to put him in a tub of warm water and hydrate him because he ran a lot of high fevers. But my point is fevers are part of the immune system. They help develop the immune system. They help fight diseases. The body knows what it's doing. And when we interfere with it, we are actually going against how nature would have it go. Dr. Marini said that when you allow a child to run fevers and fight illnesses naturally without interfering with it, the child will have a strong Th1 arm of the immune system, and the result is long life immunity when they grow older. When we vaccinate, we go completely against that, and we actually shift immunity into the Th2 arm of the immune system, which is supposed to be the passive part of the immune system. It's where long-term immunity develops, and we do not get lifelong immunity, and we actually end up with hyperimmune reactions or immune suppression.
What about Advil? Is that just as dangerous?
I don't know. I don't believe Advil has acetaminophen.
It's ibuprofen, right?
I'm sure that they all have their own chemical that gets past the blood-brain barrier, and that's how they work.
Sure.
But I really can't comment on that. I don't talk about things that I can't, you know, give you science on.
Right. Well, this is very interesting. I had never heard a lot of this. And now I'm going to think twice. I'm going to have to triple check my wife listens to tonight's show, you know. She usually can't stand it, but no, I'm joking. She listens to the show. But I'm going to have her hear this because I'm thinking back, and she's mentioned to me, you got to get some children's Advil or children's Tylenol or whatever. And no, huh?
No. In fact, I'll give you some great homeopathic remedies.
All right, on the other side of this break, stand by.
The Bob Justin Show.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
We've only begun to scratch the surface on this cornucopia of madness that has to do with our health from the second we're brought onto this planet as babies. They want to dope you up with dangerous vaccines and all this other junk. We learned that the vitamin K that they want to give you, that might lead to causing cancer. I just figured this out, of course. And I mean, there's so many different aspects to this. But before we got cut off by the break, you wanted to tell me about some homeopathic means to help with the baby,
yes,
and that kind of thing.
Yes, if you find that your baby is suffering with teething issues, or sometimes babies do get ear infections, although I have a ton of natural remedies on my website. If you look under, you know, just I have tons of articles on there. You can find that there are natural remedies that are at Walgreens or Rite Aid. And my daughter, Dr. Renee, is a chiropractor, and she and I both went to the store and looked at them. I mean, so you can find homeopathic remedies.
We use something called Camellia. Do you know about it?
I've heard of it. I don't know enough about it to comment.
It's for teething, but I guess my wife did a little research, and it's homeopathic. And, you know, for crying out loud, they do sell this at CVS. And it is homeopathic.
Right. So there are other things that you can do to help. And boy, I'll tell you what, I used a little whiskey on my kids' gums too. I think it's a natural thing. And again, that's just what I did now. I don't want people saying, oh, Mary said to, you know, drug her. I think using homeopathics or using natural things like whiskey on the gums is healthier than a drug. But Dr. Marini said, and this is so important, healthier children have a Th1 dominant immune system and lifelong immunity because the Th1 cells are the infection fighters, especially intracellular viral infections. So we don't want to get rid of them. We want to encourage them, right?
Absolutely.
And one thing I want to let you guys know, you can join me on Facebook, just Mary Tocco. I have a professional page. I put a ton of information on there all the time about all of this. On my website, I've got articles about natural immunity, how to eat, how to prepare for pregnancy, and I'm getting ready to upload audio downloads. I just created 3 hours worth, and I'm so excited. One is how to prepare for conception, preparing your body. Another one is understanding natural immunity. And my latest one is the fundamental keys to health. And so I'm really going to just create this website where people can go and get all kinds of great information. And so I'm there, you know, and have your wife, if she has any concerns, to please email me. I answer all my own emails. So, and that goes.
How do you do that? Wow.
It's hard. I spend a very big part of my day answering emails. I also have consultations where people can pay me for a consultation for a half an hour to an hour. And I'll tell you,
I'd rather pay you than a doctor.
Absolutely. And you're going to hear nothing but natural things that I use to raise my 5 children and now my 4 grandbabies. You know, it's years and years of wisdom of doing things naturally. So I welcome your listening audience to just check out my website.
Mary, you're awesome. I've thoroughly enjoyed this, and I've learned a tremendous amount. Childhoodshots.com, MaryTocco.com. Mary, we'll have to have you back on, and I'll be tuning in on Saturday. You got a new regular listener with Bob Tuscan here.
Thank you. I'd love to come back, Bob. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that does it for us tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night with a great guest, James Bomer, coming on. Love you.
Chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With